young New Zealander working for the Greenland Geological Survey discovered the oldest rocks on Earth. In 1966-1967, Vic McGregor deduced that certain rocks in Greenland were exceptionally old, but several years elapsed before his conclusions were confirmed by atomic dating methods. By 1970, he had made up his mind to build a house in a remote village on the coast of Greenland, to learn the language from the Greenlander children themselves, and then to set up a little school. But McGregor did not abandon his research entirely, and word came from Canada and from England that McGregor's rocks had at last been dated. They were 3,700 to 3,900 million years old, an age greater than any determined on this planet before. These venerable rocks occurred in western Greenland at the mouth of a fjord, Ameerla, not far from the capital, Gáldab. McGregor was led to recognize these as being very old by his reasoning as a skilled field geologist. His chief clue, when he examined the Ameerla rocks, came in bodies of dark rocks that had invaded light-colored rocks. He deduced that there had been at least two major phases of intrusion.
Listen, children, to our story that was written long ago about a man named Mick McGregor from New Zealand down below. To old Greenland he did scurry, seeking rocks so very old. Science laughed and called him stupid, he probably was, we'll never know. Go ahead and date your rocks, Vic, tectonics will remember your name. Who'd have thought those archaean relics could have made it all a new ball game? Your rocks will go down in history, but did they bring you fortune and fame? These freeziest rocks in Greenland, Vic McGregor is his name. He built a house and learned the language from the children living there. Turned around and built a school, showing him all his rocks so rare. Still his quest continued onward, with an ice pick in his hand. Found some rocks and turned them over, saw intrusions lying there. Go ahead and date your rocks, Vic, tectonics will remember your name. Who'd have thought those archaean relics could have made it all a new ball game? Your rocks will go down in history, but did they bring you fortune and fame? These freeziest rocks in Greenland, Vic McGregor is his name. He jumped for joy and then felt merry, who was standing by him there. Packed his rocks up in a box and sent them off to England Fair. Waiting for the jury's verdict, were these rocks the ones so rare? They got his answer, yes they were. You can read it all in Nagicaldare. Go ahead and date your rocks, Vic. Tectonics will remember your name. Who'd have thought those archaean relics could have made it all a new ball game? Your rocks will go down in history, but did they bring you fortune and fame? These rocks are frozen in Greenland, Vic McGregor still his name.